You're listening to WYSO Weekend on WYSO.
And then this bit, the back side of this dormer, if you will, kind of visually resonates with the windows of the old NCR building that was torn down many, many years ago.
Photographer Andy Snow has done some amazing work replicating camera shots of photographs of the 1913 Dayton flood. They're a part of the Dayton Art Institute's 100-year anniversary exhibit that opened this weekend. We caught up to him at the exhibit premiere at the DAI.
The Conservancy District commissioned me to make 60 photos from Pickwa to Hamilton to correspond to 60 historic photos from Pickwa to Hamilton. So we looked at hundreds and we identified some, and that was an ongoing matrix of considerations, how to make a new picture that resonates with the old picture at that location, that helps tell the story, and further the idea that we're safe and that communities along the river have become more and more vibrant over the years, and we're not afraid to go to the river and do recreation in the river, like kayaking, canoeing, boat races like they have down in Hamilton at River Days, which is great fun.
How much time did you spend putting this together?
I started this the beginning of last May, and when the show comes down, it'll be a full year.
And what was the process? Sifting through old photographs, deciding what you could do in reality?
Yeah, what we were able to do is we looked at literally hundreds. In some cases, if they were identified, and we could figure out where they were, and sometimes it was a matter of clues of old buildings and go to those places, or actually go to Google and look at Street View to see what might be there first, rather than go all the way to that spot, and then see what might be there, and then go there, scout, make a picture, look for a nice day, make a better picture, and then make a bunch of pictures. Because as I said, I made 5,000 files for this project. So the ultimate use of about 60 to 70 is just a little tiny piece of this wealth of imagery that I have.
And how much knowledge did you also have to sift through, and how much did you learn about this city?
I learned a tremendous amount about the whole region, specifically, of course, locations in Dayton, but also much, much more about Hamilton than I knew, Pickwa, Troy, West Carrollton, Franklin. I had never actually been across the river at Franklin in all these years, and there's beautiful homes over there that were heavily impacted by the Great Flood, and they've been restored to their former beauty, and it's a beautiful community. Middletown, same thing. Middletown was impacted heavily by the flood. In fact, the river channel was moved further west because Main Street of Middletown was really underwater when the water rose up in the channel and flooded the streets, all the way to where you see the picture on Central Avenue of the guy on the horse with a diminishing perspective behind him.
Were there any surprises along the way for you?
Oh, there were a lot of surprises. I had many, many moments of what I call serendipitous synchronicity. And this particular picture that I just talked about in terms of Stewart Street at UD and the GE complex was one of them, where you just know when you get there that the angels are singing and that you're supposed to be here and you're making a picture and it's in there somewhere, and you'll know when you get to the computer that there's the one that says it all in a single frame.
What do you think visitors to the museum are going to take away from this project?
I hope they take away a deep sense of the history, a deep sense of what the difference was making a photo back then versus what it is to make a photo today, that there was a whole level of technique and craft in the old days. It's not the same as using your iPhone to make a photo. Nonetheless, you can still make great photos, but it takes time, it takes experience and expertise to really get a sense of how to make pictures that resonate with older pictures like these.
Andy Snow, photographer, thanks for speaking with us, and good luck on the book.
Oh, thank you so much.